Is he all-powerful? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From New York to California, governors are now studying ways to safely release us all from isolation. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy tried to imagine how that might look.
Something like the following: a bar or a restaurant, someone's maybe taking your temperature, or you've got gloves and masked servers, X feet between one table and the next.
I can't think of a more memorable first date. But the president, who's organized his own reopening commission, insisted that he alone has the authority to overrule New Jersey or any other state.
The authority is total, and that's the way it's got to be.
Total. Your authority is total.
It's total.
And based on how emergency declarations have been used in the past, he does have a lot of power, but not the ultimate power. Because consider, why are so many of us staying home right now? Because of the president's total authority? No, because we're afraid of dying. Whatever the Constitution says, the ultimate power to reopen the country belongs to me and to you. And you and I are not going to reopen the country until we can enter a school, a restaurant, a factory, an office, a church, a stadium, and feel perfectly fine about mingling with 50 or 500 or 50,000 untested strangers. And if the answer is hell no, not even an all-powerful president can overrule that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.